Let's take a look at worksheet number 2 for chapter 6. Worksheet number 1 had phony companies with silly names, and this worksheet has real companies, and one of them has a silly name, but these are real companies that at least a few you've heard of. And the first one is the Walt Disney Company. Disney. You've heard of them, right? And we're going to use the price to earnings ratio, the price to cash flow ratio, and the price to sales ratio. As of February 2015, I'm not exactly sure which day, but it was selling around $104. And the current earnings per share is $4.50. Going back 5 years, we find that the average PE was 18. If Disney's earnings per share are expected to grow at 12%, what would you expect their price to be next year? Well, the formula is a little hard to describe as we went through it in the presentation and then in worksheet number 1. So we'll describe it again and hopefully it's starting to make sense. But if not, just plug in the numbers and don't worry about it. The historical PE ratio times the projected earnings for next year. Well, how do we figure that out? We take the current earnings per share times 1 plus what we expect the growth to be, the projected earnings per share growth rate. And where did we get it? Well, we got it off of some website somewhere or Value Line, or maybe the company said we expected in line with 8% or whatever. We don't know, right? We made it up. So we plug in the numbers. 18 is the historical PE ratio times $4.50 times 1.12, 1 plus 12%, and we get $90.72. Wait a minute, the market price is $104. Right. As you probably heard, spring 2015, winter 2015, many people will tell you that stocks are very richly priced, and the truth is they are. And when you look at various valuation models, many companies, not all companies, but many companies are selling for more than what the models say they should be selling for. Because the market price $104, we think the price should be $90.72. If we take a look at the cash flow per share, that's currently $6.13, and their average price to cash flow per share over the last 5 years has been $13. If we expect the cash flow per share to grow by 10%, what would you expect their price to be next year? Well, plugging in the numbers, the historical price to cash flow per share ratio has been 13 times the current cash flow per share for 2015, $6.13, times 1 plus the expected growth rate of 10%, 1.10. And we get $86.66, even worse than the previous prediction. Number 3, we're using price to sales, and you'll notice that Disney sales are really, well, it's because, you know, it's a very labor intensive, and there's a lot to Disney that it costs, and, you know, putting together those movies is not cheap. So $28.70 sales per share. And the expected the 5 year price to sales ratio is 3.1. We expect their sales to grow by 8% next year. What would you expect their price to be next year? Well, plugging in the numbers, 3.1 times 28.7, $28.70, times 1 plus 8%, 1.08, gives us $96.09, which is a bit more positive, but still underwater. Now, if we look at Disney itself right now, what can we say? Well, you know, I'm the wrong guy to ask about Disney. I don't watch their movies. I don't, you know, I'm just not interested. But other people will tell you that, oh, it's the Frozen effect. Frozen is a movie that came out last year that has broken all records for animation. Oh, I'm not sure everything is done, but it's made them a ton of money. Some people might say that's the case. That's the reason Disney is being very richly valued. Others might point to the fact that Disney's not alone. Many companies are very richly valued. So What can we take away from this? Well, as we discuss in the presentations, there are times when prices get high by historical standards, by historical valuations, and there are times when prices are low by historical valuations. And what you do depends on what type of strategy you use. If you're a buy and hold kind of investor and you say, well, look, I got a 10, 20 year time horizon, I don't care. But if you're a, you know, an aggressive growth or a market timer or just a contrarian, you might say, well, now's a good time to get out of the market. You know, it's easier said than done, and wait for the market to drop because you don't know when it's going to drop. There was a famous story from John Maynard Keynes, and I relate in one of the presentations. I'll do it again here, where there were many savvy investors who shorted stocks, meaning they bet the prices were going to go down, when the market was going up and prices were very rich, very, very highly valued. And they kept saying, look, this is irrational. This is ridiculous. These prices shouldn't be this high. Peter Lynch calls it the Wile E. Coyote effect, where the coyote runs out off of the cliff and then is suspended in midair until he realizes that there's nothing underneath him. And Sir John Maynard Keynes was very astute, and he said, look, the market can stay irrational far longer than you can stay solvent. So if you do believe that the market is overvalued, and I'm one of the people who believe it's richly valued, I wouldn't say it's, you know, wildly overvalued, but it's expensive, and you're a contrarian, then you'd want to be out of the market. And as we'll talk about the contrarian investors, they have to be patient. They have to wait and wait and wait for things to get really bad, and then they jump in. And so do I think things are really, really overvalued? No. Am I out of the market now? No. I'm a long-term investor. I know that the last 5 years are not going to be the previous five. In the next 5 years, I can tell you that for sure. But I'm not jumping out, so to speak. Now, let's take a look at number four. CenterPoint Energy. This is a real energy company, folks. So utility companies, indeed, right? Exactly. When you see a company that's been consistently paying a dividend and not growing, what model are we going to eat? Right, the zero growth model. They're selling for $21.75, paying 99 cents in dividends. Now, we're looking at a utility, so we expect our rate of return to be 5%. How much would we be willing to pay for the stock? Would we consider it a good investment at $21.75 per share, market price? Well, the zero growth model takes the annual dividends and divides them by the required rate of return. Very simple calculation. Look at the formula. Make sure you understand it, formula sheet. So 99 cents divided by 5%, 0.05, gives us $19.80. We believe it's only worth $19.80, but the market is pricing it at $21.75. Therefore, just based on the numbers, which we know are just, you know, fluff and smoke and mirrors, it's not a good investment for us. Again, another example of stocks being richly valued. The next one on the next page is a real company called Waste Management. It's one of my favorite companies to use as an example. When people say, well, what kind of company should you invest in? I say, look at Waste Management. Now, I'm not saying you should invest in that. In fact, what we're going to find is that it's fairly richly valued at $54.50, in my humble opinion. But what I like about Waste Management and Republic Services, because that's one of their competitors, is that they pick up the trash. Exactly. In 10, 15, 50 years ago, 50 years from now, I'm sorry, are people going to be playing with Farcebook and Titter and Go Broke? I don't know. I mean, GoPro. I don't know. But I do know somebody's going to be picking up the trash, and it's probably Waste Management's going to be one of them. So that's the kind of company I like. But what we're going to see is that it's kind of expensive right now. Let's take a look. It's selling for $54.50 and paying $1.50 per share in dividends. Now, here's the kicker. We go back and we find that they have been growing their dividend at about 6% per year. Yeah, what model do we use? Constant perpetual growth model. And notice it's the same place as it was in worksheet number one, and the same place it was in the assignment sheet, and the same place it was in the presentations. Yeah. Our expected rate of return is 10%. So would we consider, at what price would we consider waste management to be a good investment? The perpetual growth model, constant perpetual growth model, uses the formula that's very similar to the zero growth model, but adds the terms to take into account the fact that the dividends are growing. Annual dividends times 1 plus the constant growth rate, and that whole amount is divided by required rate of return minus the constant dividend growth rate. Okay, make sure you understand the formula. If not, contact me. Plugging in the numbers, we have $1.50 of dividends times 1 plus 6%, 1.06. And that whole thing divided by 10% minus 6%, 0.1 divided by 0.06, $1.59 divided by 0.04. And the model is telling us that it believes waste management is worth $39.75. Yeah, the market price is $54.50. So based on the model alone, we do not believe that this is a good investment for us. But what happens if we lower our required rate of return to 6% or 8% or 9%? Run the numbers again and see what the model tells us. And this is what I try to get people to understand now. At this period in time, should we expect the same 12, 15%, 20% that some stocks have given us since the Great Recession, since 2009? And my answer to that is an unequivocal no. I would, if you're expecting the same thing that happened the last 5, 6 years, if you expect this, the next 5 or 6 years to be similar to the last 5 or 6 years, I think you're in for a very rude awakening. But I am personally expecting about 5 or 6%, maybe 4, maybe less. You know, it's not great, but it's better than what bonds are doing. And in those next 5 to 10 years, I have a very disturbing feeling, but I think I'm going to be right, that it's going to be incredibly volatile, which we've already learned is one of the prices you pay when you invest in stocks. It's going to be a bumpy ride. Fasten your seatbelts. Now, here's the company with the silly name, Yum Brands. Well, you know who they are. You know, maybe not don't know their name, but they own Kentucky Fried Rat, Taco Smell, and Pizza Crap. I'm sorry. Kentucky Fried Chicken, Taco Bell, and Pizza Hut. I'm sorry. I can't help but say nasty things about McMurderers and Kentucky Fried Rat. That's because they're killing people, right? They're food is garbage and it's horrible for you. And if you eat it once a month, congratulations. But some people eat it every day. But they've been doing great gangbusters, folks, especially in China, where it turns out the Chinese like Kentucky Fried Chicken more than they like McDonald's until the bird flu when they got afraid of chicken, even though there's never been a documented case of any human catching bird flu from a dead cooked chicken. The bird has to be alive, but that doesn't matter. They're just as silly as we are. Yum Brands is currently selling for around $77.50. The dividends for the next 3 years are expected to be $1.64 for 2015, $1.70 for 2016, and $1.76 for 2017. Now, where did we get those? Well, Value Line, or we just looked at what they've been doing previously. And from whatever source, we forecast the price to be shared to be approximately $105 at the end of 2017. If we desire a rate of return of 11%, using the dividend and earnings model, better name is discounted cash flow model, would we consider this a good investment? Well, how do we pull this off? If you've gone through the presentation and the worksheet number one, you know what I like to do is build a spreadsheet. And if you have a spreadsheet, if you have the Excel spreadsheet at home, which is on the website, go ahead and do it using a spreadsheet. But I'm going to do it manually. I write down the years, 2015, 2016, 2017. And then next to that in a column, I write future cash flows or current cash flows or whatever. It's cash flows. $1.64 for 2015, $1.70 for 2016, and then in 2007, we expect to get $1.76 in dividends, plus we expect the price to be $105. So we treat the price of the stock as if it were a future cash flow, because if we sell the stock, that's what it'll be. Now, we don't know that it's going to be $105. That's our forecast. And so that's $106.76 in year number three, 2017. And then we go to the present value tables, not the future value tables, the present value tables, and we write down 0.909 for 2015, 0.812 for 2016, and 0.731 for 2017. Those are the present value multipliers for years 1, 2, and 3 at 11%. Multiply the future cash flows, $1.64 for 2015 times 0.901. For 2015, $1.64 times 0.901. For 2016, $1.70 times 0.812. And 2017, $106.76 times 0.731 gives us $1.48 for 2015. $1.38 or so for 2016, and about $78.04. Again, don't try to make it too precise. And we add those three numbers up, and we get about $80.90. Again, don't try to be precise. This is very fuzzy at best. So we believe it's worth about $81, and the market price is $77.50. So we think, yeah, it's a pretty good investment. But it's getting tight, isn't it? Exactly. Not like it was a few years ago when Value Line was predicting, you know, big price appreciation and the models were telling us, "Boy, you're going to get 12-15%, you know." No, and now we're lucky to get 11%. And again, Kentucky Fried Chicken has been hitting some bumps along the road, specifically the fact that in the United States people are starting to wise up and not eat as much fast food. And around the world, other things are occurring. Not only health officials trying to warn people about the dangers of this garbage that they're putting in their bodies, but also as we saw in China, the bird flu. But Yum is a company on the move. Just ask them; they'll tell you. Last one: the price of BioLace Technology. That's a real company, folks. And it's currently selling for $2.05. At least it was a few weeks ago. I don't know what it's selling for now. Check it out. It's losing money and it pays no dividends. What a great company, right? Well, listen to this, folks. It has patents on teeth cleaning and whitening technologies. Vanity, vanity, all is vanity. That should be very popular and profitable in the future. The average of the analyst estimates for the stock price next year is $3.50. Right, at almost 50%, yeah, pretty over 50% return, if it happens. We estimate that in 5 years it's going to be, say, $6. If our desired rate of return is 14%, would this be a good buy? Now, I am telling you, folks, this is the kind of company that I was a sucker for. These small companies based in Southern California. This is actually, they're based in Orange County. But I used to go around to San Diego and look at these companies. And with these hot new technologies, and, you know, one of them is going to be explosive, and the rest of them are all going to... And I'm sure... I've been cured of that, folks. I've been cured of that. I now listen to Mr. Benjamin Graham, who says this is a very risky stock. And so, as we said in the previous worksheet, you now, just from looking at the numbers, should be able to say, yeah, sure, this kind of company could explode on the upside, but it's just as likely to become 20 cents in 3 years or 5 years as it is to become $6 or $20. But let's run the numbers. We can still use the discounted cash flow, but we get no value from dividends because it's not paying any dividends. So what we use is the expected price of the stock in 5 years. In this case, we believe it's going to be worth $6. And we multiply it times the present value multiplier for 14% for 5 years, which turns out is 0.519. We expect it to go up about 50%. That's what that means. So $6 times 0.519 says that the company today is worth about $3.11, which is a significant premium over the $2.05 that the market is asking for the company. But, I hope by now you understand that this is the kind of company that can make you very wealthy, but is more likely to make you just go, oh, well, nice try, there goes $1,000 down the tubes. And as we said in the previous previous worksheet, this is the kind of company that Peter Lynch was just a genius at picking. He made mistakes. He'll tell you in his book, One Up on Wall Street. But this is the kind of company that he loved. It's a company that has a tremendous upside potential, but, right. And as I said, as I write on the, if you look at the answer key, you'll see I say, P.S., postscript, Benjamin Graham would not approve of this stock. No, he would call it very speculative, which means gambling. So what do you think, folks? Go back and do these over and over and over again until you see them in your dreams, until you start reciting them to your spouse or your kids or your brother or your friends, and they go, what are you talking about? But if there's one thing you're going to know, it's how to discount a future stream of cash flows, how to compute the present value of future inflows, however you say it. See ya!